Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning into this program. My name is Reverend Shingo Furusawa, and I have been working as an assistant at the Buddhist Study Center's Office of Buddhist Education during the weekdays since April. Also, since July, I have been working at the Honpa Hongan Hawaii Beijing on weekends as an associate minister. Today, I would like to talk about greed. Buddhism teaches us that all of us have blind passions and that they are the cause of our sufferings. Greed is one of them. It means that we want something other than what is necessary. We often say, "I want." For example, we often say, "I want money. I want a fancy car. I want a big house," or "I want a high position at my jobs," and so on. Of course, it's very good for us to have a future goal and to try our best to accomplish it. But we tend to want something other than what is needed. In other words, we tend to be controlled by our greed. If the greed is out of our control, what will happen? As an example, I would like to introduce you to a story of a greedy bird. Once upon a time, there lived a bird. This bird was very greedy. He always said, "I'm hungry, I'm hungry." And he always looked for food. One day, this bird went to an island. There were many fruits on this island. He especially loved to eat fruits, so he went there to eat them. On this island, there lived many other animals that also ate fruits. But he said, "Move, move, I will cow-cow all of the fruits." And so he ate most of them. After eating the fruits, this bird had a full stomach, and it became very big. He thought, "I ate and ate. Now I will go home." And he flew up in the sky. However, because he ate so many fruits, he became too heavy, and it was very hard for him to fly. And so the bird fell into the ocean. He struggled in the ocean and cried, "Please help me!" But nobody was there. The bird sank to the bottom of the ocean. In the ocean, there lived a very big fish. The fish found the bird and said, "Oh, I found the bird. It looks very ono because it's very momona. I will cow-cow it." Of course, the bird never wanted to be eaten. He cried and cried, "Yeah!" and tried very hard to escape. In this way, this bird had a very terrible experience. What do you think about this story? This bird had to have a very terrible result because of his greed. You may think that this bird was foolish. However, we also have greed. If we can get something that we want, we will be satisfied. But our satisfaction is temporary. Soon, we will want other things that we do not have. That is, our greed is limitless. Also, we often want something that even others may have. To get them, we will have conflicts with them. The biggest conflicts are called war, and we will kill each other in wars. In this way, if we cannot control our greed, we will have the terrible results like this bird. To overcome our greed, what should we do? Master Shinran, who was a founder of Jodo Shinshu, or Shin Buddhism, said that we should entrust ourselves in Amida Buddha. at one of his works entitled Shōshinge, the master said, although I too am within Amida's grasp, passions abstract my eyes and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. If you are interested in this passage, please visit any Honganji temples or the Buddhist Study Center to find the red-colored book titled Praising Amida's Virtues, Jodo Shinshu Service Book. In the page 28, you can find the passage. In the passage, Master Shinran reveals that Amida Buddha is a light, and the light always illuminates all of us. The Master said, passions abstract my eyes, and I cannot see the light. The passions include our greed, and our greed prevents us from seeing the light. However, even though we cannot see it, Amida Buddha never abandons us, and all of us are illuminated by the Buddha's compassionate light, despite of our greed. Of course, even if we are the main concern of Amida Buddha's limitless compassion, we should not be careless in our greed. Also, Master Shinran said, even if we have medicine for the poison, we must not take it. In this parable, medicine is a metaphor of Amida Buddha's compassion, and the poison represents our blind passions, including our greed. That is, the Master revealed to us that even though Amida's compassion lacks the medicine and is always reaching out to all of us, we must not indulge ourselves in our greed like the poison. In other words, we must be careful of our greed, and we should try our best to share anything without being controlled by it. Today, the Shige Fuji and Matsumoto families sponsored this program in memory of Mr. Kenso Matsumoto and Mrs. Kyoko Matsumoto. I'd like to extend my appreciation to Mr. and Mrs. Matsumoto and their families who gave me this great opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma. Also, I'd like to extend my appreciation to all of you who listened to this message. Thank you very much. In closing, let us recite the Onen Butsu or Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu means that we entrust ourselves in Amida. Please put your hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu namandabu namandabu. Namandabu namandabu namandabu. Namandabu namandabu namandabu.